Yeah, it's a party most of us feel very privileged when we are invited to a wedding. I'm not sure that I do, to be honest. But how would you feel about being invited and being told that you have to pay to be there? A couple unable to afford their dream wedding have asked guests to contribute up to £150 each to attend under what's been called a business model devised by the groom. The charge includes a three-night stay at a venue with a spa and a pool, very fancy, and an option of bringing your own drink. So is it a good idea, or would you take offence at being made to pay to attend the wedding? Commentators Heidi McAlpin and Tina Calder are with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Heidi, I should probably say straight away, I'm not a big fan of weddings, so this would be the perfect excuse for me to say, no, I'm not interested.
That's all right. It's up to you, and it was up to the guests as well, because as I understand it, that groom gave them the option, and then he said if they all or most of them say no, he would scale it way down. But in fact, they all said yes. To say that they're asking to pay, or he's asking them to pay for his wedding, is a little bit of a misnomer, because what they're getting for that money is, as you say, three nights in a lovely spa hotel, all their food, drink that they're providing, and also the option to BYO. And that, to me, is a lovely, very value-friendly way of having a weekend away. And plus, you're getting to celebrate your friend's nuptials.
Yeah, 60 adult guests are paying £150 each. So that's, what, £9,000. And then the parents were paying £50 for each of the 20 children attending. And that's a total of 1,000. There'll be many saying, look, Heidi, if you can't afford to get married, then don't, just put it off. Save up your money and then get married and do it in the traditional way that we all do, which sometimes costs a fortune.
Well, this is the problem, because when you put the W word in front of things like flowers, cars, venue hire, photographer, it's a license to print money. So this is a way of saying, I'm not having it. I'm not going to be held ransom because we've decided to get married. And everyone's going to get something out of it. A weekend away. Sure, well, don't we all love a little weekend away? You'd like that, Vinny?
I do, but not with other people. Maybe with my other half. But that's as far as I want to go, because I don't like to socialise that much. That's one of the very few...
You don't have to pay for a present. That's the thing that would gall me. If they also said, here's our wedding list, go online and buy us our new toaster or crockery, that would annoy me. But everything else, I'm totally fine with. I think
okay. Tina Calder, Heidi says this is a bit of a bargain.
I don't know if it is a bit of a bargain. I mean, I'm a bit with you here, Vinny. If I'm going to spend some money to go away with my partner, I don't want all of those friends and family and people poking their nose in and having to be embarrassed about going to the spa because I don't look the way I would like to look in front of my family, etc., etc., etc. There's a whole world of trauma that comes with holidaying with friends and family. And on top of that, then, I mean, you wouldn't be seen dead going to a wedding without a present, would you? I mean, it's bad enough these days when you're forced to buy your outfits, your travel, your time off work. You're eating into your family time when you take the time off work as well. So you've got to take into consideration then maybe there might be babysitting because you might not want to bring the kids with you, or they might not be welcome to the wedding. There's a whole world of other expenses that come with it. And then to throw this £150 on top, well, what if people don't want to stay? What if they want to pop up, get the wedding over and done with and get home? You know,
they don't have to, that's the thing. I actually got married abroad and I felt really guilty choosing to do that. And actually about 20-odd people, very odd people, chose for that to be their holiday that year. And I was really grateful and really humbled that they did do that, and I did not ask for a wedding present, and nor did anyone buy us wedding presents, and I was just really delighted that people chose that to be their holiday. And the last thing I needed was, you know, a bale of towels to say congratulations.
I think, I mean, one of the things, my company, we provide content for Northwest Bride's website, so we're very, very familiar with the wedding issue. And, you know, there's lots of trends, you know, people now asking for money instead of having a wedding list, or people just asking, you know, having a buffet instead of a big dinner. There's all sorts of new sort of traditions and new ways of doing things. And I really think that if you don't have the money to put on that big, giant, lavish wedding, then why are you trying to do it? You know, why can't you scale
But surely,
back?
Though,
this
Tina, you know, getting exactly. So getting married doesn't mean you have to have a big, lavish wedding. I tried to organise my own wedding and I couldn't do it for less than £10,000. In fact, it was nowhere near £10,000, because once you start to add on aunts and uncles and all this that goes on, then it starts to spiral. Seamus in Banbridge. Good morning, Seamus.
Good Good morning.
Would you pay if I I'm not bad, Seamus, if I said, Jimmy, you can come to my wedding, but I want you to give me a couple of £100 for each person that you're bringing with you?
Well, it's 150 for that one. I don't even know the people, and I would go to the wedding for the 3 days away.
You would?
Of course I would.
Why?
What, three days and three nights in a hotel?
Aye, but you're spending it with 60 adults and 20 screaming kids.
Oh, I'd be in the spa.
Do you not think it's
Where is the wedding anyway?
I don't know where it is. Ashbourne, Derbyshire. I don't know where that is.
I will have to get my flight over, but that's even so, I'd still do it.
Do you think it's a bargain? Do you not think it's a bit impersonal, Seamus, when it comes to a wedding and it's meant to be the happiest day of your life, and if you then start to say, well, this is what this is going to cost and that going to cost, and I'm going to pass that cost on to you?
Well, yes and no, but I'm just...
Yes and no. Are you a politician? What kind of answer is that?
I don't know the people, but I just think the idea of 3 nights away for £150 is very good.
I don't know if this wedding has happened. We could contact them, Seamus, and see if you can get a wee ticket.
Yeah, I'll get a ticket. I'll even pay my own flight.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Then you have to deal with all your friends and your family, and you know you can't have argument in private. Because we all have when we're on holiday.
Tina sounds a great crack, doesn't she?
Yeah, it would be a good crack. I tell you, when I got married in 1969, there was two sisters got married the same day, and the wedding, the father-in-law paid for it, and it cost £175 for the food.
That was your wedding in 1969. It cost
£175.
And was that expensive at the time?
Well, it probably was. So the father-in-law paid it, like, you know. But then when my second oldest daughter got married it cost, I think, something like $17,000, which is a 22-year-old daughter, so it's older than that now, 23, 24 years.
17 grand.
My goodness.
Yeah. And my second daughter got married. There wasn't as many guests at it. It probably cost about 10 grand.
It's an incredible amount of money for what
I didn't pay it. I will, in case my children have listened to this show there in England, I did not pay it. I paid some of it, but I didn't pay all that.
You paid some of it. How much did you pay?
Oh, I can't remember now.
You're like my dad. I can't remember when it comes to money.
I left an open bar until people started abusing it at my first daughter's wedding. It's far too expensive. There's too much money put into weddings now.
Do you think Heidi McAlpin, do you think when it comes to weddings, it's all about almost showboating?
They
want celebrity type weddings.
Society, as you know. I mean, we seem to go OTT when it comes to weddings here. And I think really people need to sort themselves out. And what this wedding is doing is they're not showboating. They're anything far from it. They're asking
people
to get married. And I think it's great. And what's wrong having a party with your family and friends? You're not going to do it that often in your life.
I don't know. I just think if you want to be with your friends and family, you'd be happy to be with them in your local community centre. You know, let's be honest, this isn't about him spending time with his loved ones. This is about he and his wife having the type of wedding that they want to have. It's not about, you know, if it was just about being with the people that you love, you wouldn't care if you were standing on a street corner with them celebrating.
Well, I would love to see what your wedding was like. Are you married, Tina?
No, I'm not. Right. But we have actually discussed our wedding, and if we do get married, we intend to have a buffet and we intend to have a medieval themed wedding.
Here, the important question.
Sorry,
Tina, did you just say a medieval themed wedding?
Yes, that's
so. What are you going to be wearing, like a knight's uniform?
Well, no, I wouldn't be the knight, obviously.
You're going to be Maid Marian.
Game of Thrones.
Not Game of Thrones. We don't
the question is, Tina, if you're planning your wedding, are you going to invite Seamus and Banbridge?
If he's going to pay.
Well, there you go, Jamie. Are you up for going to Tina's wedding?
What does that entail?
She's going to be dressed as a knight on a horse with a joust.
Oh, not a problem. I can get a horse, no problem.
Alex and Lisburn, good morning, Alex.
I was going to have to do that, I would be wanting to be paid for that.
You want paid for your appearance?
I was at a wedding on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
In Banbridge here. My friend William and Sarah got married.
Congratulations.
It was a lovely, lovely wedding, and everything was nice. I don't know what it cost or anything.
I'm worried where you're going with this.
I had a great day that Irish dancing at it, which turned out to be two of them was my niece's two children and didn't know.
Right.
And the drummers on there was plays with these sticks that light up and that. It was a fantastic day.
And I bet it cost a fortune.
I don't drink, so drink didn't come into it, but I would buy an odd drink. I've been known to do that an odd time. I was in the pub trade in England for 20 years. I lived in England 35 years.
And what brought you back to Banbridge?
That's just where I'm from. Well, right. Out the road. Kitchbridge, the coldest place in Northern Ireland, okay. And the warmest place.
All right, Alex in Lisburn. Seamus, thank you. There you go. Tina, make sure you put his invitation in the post. Alex,
well, I'll do.
Alex in Lisburn. Go ahead, Alex.
I've spent the odd cold evening in Kitchbridge, funnily enough. But no, I've been in a few weddings lately, and what always amazes me when you talk to people beforehand, they talk about the planning, the price of the price of the meal, it could be £40 a head, which is £80 a couple. £80 buys you a fairly decent meal in a restaurant.
I was at a wedding, I'll not say when, but yeah. It was 80-ish pound per person that was invited.
That's £160 for me. And you think about it, everybody there is basically having the same meal. It might be a choice of one or two dishes. They know in advance what's going to serve, so the cost should be cheaper. And yet, the chances are, if it's say £50 a head or £40 a head, you also have to pay for the table and pay for the room. You don't walk into a restaurant and get a bill and, oh yes sir, the steak will be £25, but the table's another fiver. I just think I could never get my head around.
Well,
it's
the industry type thing. You heard it was, I think it was maybe Heidi saying earlier that when people or certain businesses hear the wedding word, then money goes on to the cost of everything, whether it's a cake, a flowers, car rental, suit hire.
Correct.
Because there's an expectation that if you are getting married, you're paying for a wedding, that you've got a budget for it. So let's make sure that there's a bit of money in there.
They don't even hire suits now. They seem to buy them.
That's true.
I find surprising. But what I say, I think the problem is the bride wants it to be a special day. And it's a once-a-lifetime thing, although unfortunately it's not always the case. But it's a once-a-lifetime thing. And I think basically they're taking advantage of to a degree. And they're happily...
They would say that, businesses would say they're just trying to make a living and that's the industry that it is. We're going to move on, Alex. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Heidi, thank you very much. Tina, I want to say I'm looking forward to the invite to your wedding, but to be fair, I'm not sure that I am.
To be fair, I can't afford to get married and I have no intentions of asking people to pay, nor have I any intentions of spending any spare cash I have on getting married. So,
how much is that armour stuff, you can maybe get that in like a antique shop.
I don't know. I haven't even looked. I mean, I haven't actually planned it.
All right, that's enough of that. All right, Tina, thank you very much. Heidi, thank you as well.